when we compare the decibel values of modern life with the decibel values of the ambient environment which our ears evolved in, the world of nature, there's no question that we're in a whole different quantum area. For every 3 decibels of increase, there is twice the acoustic energy. So on paper, we can say, well, a natural environment is 35 dBA, and we're speaking now at 60 decibels. And we can think, well, that's less than twice. No, not at all. It's many, many times as more powerful of a signal. A whole different quantum area that we're listening to, even in our own voice, than we normally receive from a natural environment. We know our own voice is really quite soft and gentle compared to a lot of the noises that come from our modern inventions. Physically, your ears in these noisy urban environments become temporarily impaired. And then you go to a quiet area and your ears do physically repair themselves and you do hear better. But something I think even more important happens because you now are opening up and appreciating the sounds. There's a two-way communication. Yes, the ear does send neural impulses to the brain, but dig this. The brain sends even more information to the ear. And nobody knows what the brain is telling the ear. Nature never once attempted to evolve ear lids as a better way of getting a peaceful night's sleep. I backpack alone and I sleep usually under a tarp, if anything at all. And this is every reason for me to listen while I sleep, and I notice at that point that I doze off, there's this sudden burst, this amplification of my ambient environment. And sometimes that burst is so sudden that it wakes me up again. And I take note of it, and then eventually I do fall asleep. And I think that the brain is communicating to the ear to say, this is your time to watch out over this sleeping being and stay alive. The ear is like a musical instrument and is capable of being tuned or opening up certain sections of the hearing range, and in some cases across the whole range of human hearing, everything will be loud. While I do perform my work as an acoustic ecologist as a job, it's really almost a spiritual pilgrimage. I find that when I'm in a natural place for more than a few hours and hopefully a few days, if not a few weeks, that I really lose awareness of myself. My sense of self is inseparable from the environment that I'm listening to. One word relates to this the strongest, and that would be compassion. for other living creatures. I don't hesitate for a moment when I say that they speak and sing and live out their lives with emotion just as I do. We talk about all the environmental problems, global crises, and carbon footprints, as if those problems, those environmental problems, exist out there instead of in here. Listening to the natural world has really allowed me to bond with planet Earth, so that when it comes time to recycle or when it comes time to drive less or conserve resources, I know what it's about. The noise in our environment has cut us off. And I believe that quiet places in nature are the meeting grounds where we can fall back in love with planet Earth. Our temporary hearing loss is all part of the message that will get us there.
This train is for Waterfront.